So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Austin Berg is the Vice President of Marketing at the Illinois Policy Institute. It's not why I called you, but you have been paying attention to these things as well, Austin. Do you have any reaction to that news this morning?
Well, I've been paying attention to that case. I cannot say I am an expert on the long versus short barrel intricacies of Wisconsin firearms law, so not quite sure what to make of that.
Well, here, I'll make something of that. That's crazy! For crying out loud. Okay. That concludes my editorial comment. Listen, the justice should be blind. If the rule applies to somebody else, then it should apply to someone who you find not sympathetic either. So I'm kind of curious what the ruling is on that, what the rationale is. But it has something to do with the length of the barrel of the gun. Let's talk a little bit about John Catanzara. He is the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 7 president. He faces firing from who? Who has the right to fire him?
That is the Chicago Police Board. So they are hearing a number of complaints against him, and they would have the power to recommend firing for basically misconduct.
We know that he's been a controversial figure, has said and tweeted outlandish things. Why now? What's tipped this into his possibly getting fired?
You're right that he has a very long rap sheet. So I believe over 30 complaints over the course of his career. Many of those have led to suspensions. I believe two other police superintendents have tried to fire John Catanzara. So it's just a constant cavalcade of new complaints against him. The more recent ones include posts that he made on Facebook, which would probably be deemed political, and that would be if they were to recommend his firing. One, for example, he's standing in front of, this was in 2019, in uniform, taking a picture in front of a police vehicle, basically saying, get Rahm out of office, holding an American flag. Also made some pretty intense remarks against Muslims on Facebook. He shared a video of someone being stoned and saying, basically, this is the reason many Americans are very leery of a large segment of Muslims, especially those who support Sharia law. So this is really nothing new in terms of the conduct of Catanzara, but now we're going to the point where the police board is going to be hearing all of these.
He called them savages. And by the way, in that tweet where he was in front of a Chicago squad car with the American flag, he also did hashtag MAGA. And I guess his attorney says this is free speech. He can say whatever he wants, but in your capacity as a police officer, you can't say whatever you want. We'll put it this way. You can say whatever you want, but you can't keep your job under those circumstances, correct?
Right. So there are internal rules that prohibit officers from engaging in partisan political campaigning. So that would be their argument in that case.
And he's kind of thumbed his nose at that all along. This sounds very familiar to a lot of people who on Facebook or somewhere else say something that gets them in trouble. And they say, I have a First Amendment right to speech. You absolutely do. You can say whatever you want. But that doesn't mean we have to employ you in that capacity. So I'm not sure how much leeway he has in this. But he's been serving in that office for a while. That is, answer this for me, Austin. What is his status? So he's still employed by the Chicago Police Department, but I thought he had been sort of kicked off the force, that he wasn't a patrol officer anymore.
Right. He lost his sort of police powers because of all of these complaints that I just mentioned, including one where he filed a false police report. But he is still the union president. He is employed by CPD. He could be fired by the department and remain the union head.
Yeah,
that would be up to the officers and retired officers who vote for that position.
55% of whom did vote for him in the last election, knowing full well what they were getting. And lo and behold, he did get them a 20% raise from, of all people, Lori Lightfoot, right?
That's right. And really, at the end of the day, I feel like he, and you know, I've been very critical of Catanzara and the things he has done and said, but ultimately he is an ugly expression of a class of officers who feel the city has completely turned its back on them. And given the nature of their pension fund, which are 23% funded right now, totally broken by politicians, given the lack of consent decree progress and the resignations associated with that, which we can get into, there are a couple of recent ones that were notable. The management, just a couple of days ago, canceling days off with no notice, no explanation to families who are going to be affected by that. It is hard to argue against those officers on that point. And Catanzaro, I think, is just an expression of that. And until you fix the management practices at CPD, you're going to continue to get more folks like him rising into leadership.
There are folks like him in Minneapolis, in New York City. There have been a number of union heads for police departments across the country that are not going to take it anymore, right? This sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That's true, but the difference in Chicago is that the average Portillo's location has far better management practices than the Chicago Police Department, which employs around 12,000 people.
Wait a minute. Say that again. What's your point?
I'd say the average fast food joint, the average Portillo's, has a better management practice that centers employees, gives them clear feedback, structure, direction, than the 12,000 to 13,000 employee Chicago Police Department. It is an extraordinary mess from a management perspective, which is why we have this consent decree. And really making very, very slow and inadequate progress.
We hear the words consent decree a lot. After Laquan McDonald, was it a federal judge, said you guys have to clean up your act, here's the things you need to do, and the person that was overseeing that or was instrumental in the oversight of that quit recently. He said you have not even fainted interest in following through with this decree, correct?
That's right. That was someone on the inside, Chad Williams. He was the former civilian commanding officer of the audit division in the Chicago Police Department. And he said, this is, you know, a fool's errand. People are not bought in on this. And then in addition to him, the mayor's one-time deputy mayor for public safety, Susan Lee, she resigned saying she was essentially boxed out of any consent decree progress by the mayor's office. So this is on both sides. It's management on CPD refusing to reform, the mayor's office not pushing hard enough. And just so people understand what's in this consent decree, we're talking about basic things like performance reviews being electronic and having a record of that, having a metric to judge whether training for officers was any good. So you'll see oftentimes the department will say, hey, there's 40 new mandatory hours of training for active duty officers. Well, how are we supposed to know if it's any good? They're not measuring whether that training is effective or not. Things like having data on the number of foot pursuits to better inform that policy. All this stuff is not being implemented, and it's that times 10. There's a million examples of those things.
I thought we were going to talk about Catanzaro. You're more critical of the police department per se, and as you say, they could keep him even if he gets fired, if he is their point person for their ire against the city. I take your point, Austin. I'm also out of time. I will talk to you, I hope, Wednesday when we do the Mincing Rascals podcast.
Thank you, John. Look forward to it.
That's Austin Berg with the Illinois Policy Institute.